Welcome to Gen X. I'm Jennifer Lindsay McClintock. There's life again in the streets of central Oklahoma, 1 year after nature's wrath bore down in Shawnee, Moore, and parts of the South Oklahoma City Metro, leaving homes and lives destroyed. It's also been a year since we saw again how Oklahomans come together to assist neighbors in need. It's what we do here in the Plains, going back generations of stalk-hardy folk who faced similar blows with red dirt grit, yet stood up with the promise of each new day. We know terrors well here. Yes, we scoff at our TV weathermen and cheer on the weekly warning sirens like a familiar friend. But when it comes to picking up the pieces, no one does it better. Such unselfishness doesn't come from pride of place, nor anyone's holy book. It's in our DNA, a part of our essence and as familiar to us as the darkened skies that greet each Oklahoma spring. Some might say that tragedy begets generosity. I disagree. I say that where generosity is deeply rooted, tragedy holds no rein. I still remember the day I went with a friend to assist with recovery. It was the smell that shocked me most. Not the blocks of flattened homes, nor cars twisted around trees like macabre holiday tinsel. Those I'd seen in photos and on local TV. But the smell, a fetid cocktail of rotting drywall and rain-dampened dust. It was a scent so sour and heady it felt like sorrow with every inhale. We were divided into groups of 20 or so, a band of random strangers, some from as far away as Nebraska and Oregon, each compelled by our own benevolence to give what efforts we could. We came from different backgrounds, not of any one race or creed. It didn't matter if our beliefs were right or left-leaning, nor if we came from any particular faith. For those few hours, we didn't concern ourselves with the calamity of human politics, but in simply being human. We worked in reverent silence, falling into a syncopated cadence of scraping shovels and the clatter-clap of wood being thrown onto a pile. We celebrated minor successes even if we did not find much. I visited the site last week to see what it looks like now. Brand new houses dot the landscape. Fencing stands tall and proud. The silence that engulfed us is now replaced by the sounds of life moving forward. In those days following the storm, I remember the kindness we bestowed to one another. We weren't squabbling about executions or the supposed immorality of NFL players. There was no petty bickering over crumbling Capitol buildings or teacher pay. Just a simple desire to help others in need. Looking to those days, I wonder, what if we stop letting politics and race and religion color our treatment of one another? What if every day we dig into our own humanity and pull each other up from the daily rubble of our lives, treating one another like a neighbor in need? After all, we're Oklahomans, and it's what we do best. For KOSU, I'm Jennifer Lindsay McClintock, and this is Gen X.